Queen Ethelberger's Collegiate on Stray FM's Family Show.
Welcome to the dressing room here at the King's Theatre at Queen Ethelberger's Collegiate. And I am sat backstage with a rehearsal going on the stage, so we really are in the thick of it, with Louise Woodward, who's the Director of Creative Arts. Thank you for inviting me backstage.
Oh, my pleasure, my pleasure. Thank you for coming.
Now, this theatre obviously is an amazing asset and resource for the school, but it's more than that, isn't it? It's also somewhere where anybody in the community can come along and enjoy a show, a performance.
That's right, yeah. We've been running for just over a year now, actually, as a professional venue, and we've had a series of really noted performances and productions come and take place in the King's Theatre, which have been open to, yes, to our students, but also to members of the local community.
And not only do you get to see these fantastic professional performances, they're really good value as well, aren't they?
They certainly are, yes. We pride ourselves on making us a really accessible venue, so not just logistically, but also in terms of ticket prices.
It's got everything you need for a good theatre night out, and the free parking makes a massive difference from going into the city centre, doesn't it? So what we're going to do today is we're going to go through some of the highlights of your next programme, because I think you've finalised the programme for the next year-ish, haven't you?
That's right, yeah. We've just finalised the next season's programme, and we've got some really exciting performances coming into the King's Theatre this year. So kicking off, we've got Echo 42 Big Band, which is on the 14th of October, and we're absolutely delighted to welcome Yorkshire's longest continuous running and most versatile big band to the King's Theatre. They're a Leeds-based band, and they've got an extensive music library ranging from chart hits to 1920s classics. It will be a really good night out.
Great stuff. And I know after that you've got a big theatre adaptation of a classic, haven't you?
We have. This is really exciting, and because we've got Black Eye Theatre Company, who are going to be touring with their production of Jekyll and Hyde. And this is particularly good for us, because Jekyll and Hyde is actually on the GCSE English Literature syllabus this year. So we're hoping to get a good few local schools in, school kids in, to come and watch it and to see that GCSE text brought to life on stage. So that's happening on the 2nd of November, and that's actually a matinee. So that starts at 2 p.m. in the King's Theatre.
And we go from that to something completely different, but no less amazing, don't we?
We do. This is truly amazing. So this was inspired by taking part in Young Voices in Sheffield. Beatbox Collective are the leading beatbox artists in the UK. They've merged to form an incredibly high impact and energetic performance. And they were recently crowned the official World Beatbox Champions in 2015. We are very excited to be welcoming them. They're going to be workshopping with some of our students in the day, and then providing an evening performance which is open to all, starting at 7:30, and that's on the 11th of January 2018.
I just want to read out some of the names of these beatboxers, because they're brilliant. Ballsy, Bass 6, Bellatrix, BFG, Experimental, Hobbit, and MC Zany. I'm sold just on the names.
Me too. I can't wait. Then we've got a local band come in. Hope and Social are a Leeds-based band. They are coming to perform on the 19th of January, and again at 7:30. They've been going for 8 years now. They've got 5 albums. They've done thousands of gigs, Glastonbury, Leeds Arena, and do many a pub and front room up and down the country. They are a people's band. If anyone's seen them, they really encourage collaboration. They've got a big following, so I think this will be pretty much a sellout gig. They're a real feel-good band, and definitely one to come along and get involved with.
Hi, I'm Rich Huxley. I'm in Hope and Social, and we're coming to the King's Theatre on the 19th of January. What can audiences expect? Some heart on your sleeve, proper tunes, played by a proper band. We like to involve people in what we do, so yeah, we've had people sing on our records, we've had a wine bottle orchestra play on our records, made up of fans and friends, and yeah, so we'll probably be involving people in some way, shape or form. We make a beautiful sound, we'll be hot and sweaty and loud and quiet and happy and sad, but most of all, we'll be Hope and Social.
We crack on in 2018 with an interesting event. It's an audience with event.
So this is maybe a step away from some of our recent stuff. This is an audience with Harry Baker. And for those of you who don't know Harry Baker, he is a poet, writer and rapper. His showcase is actually going to follow the narrative of his five-star Edinburgh Fringe shows, which are known as Harry Baker's Super Amazing Mega Awesome Gap Year Adventures, Birth of a Champion and Proper Pop-Up Purple Pager People. That's taking place on the 12th of April, so we've got a bit to go now. But the 12th of April, and again starts at 7:30. Bargain prices here, adults £8, students' concessions only £5.
Sounds brilliant. He's got some great reviews from very famous names as well. Ed Sheeran calling him a champion, and a person called Scott Mills from a radio station called Radio 1 that I've never heard of. Seriously, the greatest thing I've ever seen. Yeah. So that's high praise, isn't it?
It certainly is, yeah. One to watch.
Brilliant. And then we go back into something that actually this is quite familiar to you, isn't it?
This is, yeah, Beyond the Barricade. So we're delighted to welcome Beyond the Barricade back for second year running in the King's Theatre. They came last year. They were absolutely fantastic. People raved about them. They really are a stunning outfit. They've been going for a long time now. They have a cast of past principal performers from Les Mis, and they present an absolutely blockbusting two-hour show, which has basically been established now as the nation's favourite musical theatre concert. True. Really amazing. You can hear numbers from Miss Saigon, from Phantom of the Opera, Les Mis, Jesus Christ Superstar, to name but a few, but it really does promise an absolutely stunning evening of drama, entertainment and skill of the highest level, I truly believe. So that's on the 19th of May, and that starts at 7:30. There's going to be a cash bar available from 6:45, and again, bargain price tickets here. Why wouldn't you want to come? Adults, £15, concessions, £12, and students, a tenner.
Now, if you're the type of person who likes to go to the West End, but you know it's a long way, it costs a lot of money to go for a trip to the West End, and actually when you go down, you're going to spend a lot more than £15 just to see one show. You can see numbers from loads of shows for just £15. That's brilliant.
Oh, yeah, you certainly can. And I absolutely, having seen these guys last year, I cannot rate them highly enough. I was blown away by them. As someone who's a big fan of musical theatre myself, just stunning. Really, don't delay. Get yourself a ticket for this stunning show.
And we move from musical theatre singing to another kind of singing.
Yeah, this is exciting. This is another step away maybe from stuff that we've done before. Bob Chilcott is a big choral composer, and so if you sing in choirs, you probably will have sung or looked at some of his music before. He's coming along for a community choral event, which we've termed Sing. This is happening in June, on the 2nd of June. Bob is going to work with up to 300 participants, hopefully from local choirs, some of our students, anyone who's interested in getting involved and learning some of Bob's choral pieces for the day. And then we are going to do an early evening concert, which will be fantastic, and hopefully friends and family will come and see that.
It really is a huge, diverse range of performances that you've got coming to the King's Theatre. If people want to find out more about this, maybe get themselves in early for some of those that may be almost a year away, but you can get your tickets booked now. How do you do that?
Well, you can visit our website, which is www.kingstheatreqe.org, or you can email boxoffice@qe.org.
Queen Ethelberger's Collegiate on Stray FM's Family Show.